Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs. Hey, the Tune Meister is back in the house. Well, hope you guys didn't miss me too bad last week. Last week we had the Moonshiner here straight from Quack House Radio, and we kicked out quite the broadcast for you. I was especially partial to the Pat Travers Live at Rockline. Man, that kicked butt. But tonight, man, we got a great concert lineup for you. But unfortunately, it's only two, because the second concert is a quite the long concert. First, we got Rainbow, Live Between the Eyes, 1982, San Antonio, Texas. Oh, that's a great concert. Followed up by the Houses of the Holy Tour, Led Zeppelin, 1973, from Southampton University in England, or the UK, whichever you prefer. First up, we got Rainbow. And Rainbow is one of them splinter bands that formed from a dissolution of Deep Purple, or actually probably caused the dissolution of Deep Purple. It, along with other splinter bands like White Snake. There's a couple more. I just can't think of them right off the top of my head. I should have wrote some notes down. Deep Purple members seem to gravitate in between these splinter bands that formed in the wake of Deep Purple. Now, Rainbow came to be because Ritchie Blackmore was kind of moving into a different musical direction and teamed up with Ronnie James Dio. And between Ronnie James Dio and his band, they cut an album between February and March in Munich, Germany, called Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow. And that was the start of Rainbow. Shortly thereafter, in April, Ritchie Blackmore ended his last tour with Deep Purple in April, and I believe he formally quit the band in June of 75, focusing on Rainbow. This lineup, or this concert actually, was the Straight Between the Eyes tour, and this particular concert was actually filmed. And you may or may not have caught the film of this on MTV. It's broadcast there numerous times. I've seen it myself. It's quite a great concert. This concert is a soundboard recording, and you guys are going to love it. The lineup is Ritchie Blackmore on guitar, and Roger Glover from Deep Purple on bass guitar, Jolyn Turner on vocals, Bobby Rodinelli on drums, finishing up with David Rosenthal on keyboards. And without further ado, let's move into the concert. But first, a few short words. I'd love to say a few short words from our sponsor. I really ought to get one of these days. But let's move on. This is the Tune Meister from CrabRadio.net. Just letting you all know, the request line here at Quack House Radio is open 24/7 for you to leave requests, feedback, or whatever to any of the DJs here on Quack House Radio, to include myself, the Tune Meister, Sam O, Paul Higgins, Dave the Rave, and last but not least, Don Duck Landis. That number is 646-222-8198. And toll charges may apply since it's a New York number. The schedule for Quack House Radio can be found at quackhouseradio.net/schedule.html. This is just another one of those short public service announcements that I've been mandated to do ever since I ran over that nun drunk driving. This has been brought to you by the Tune Meister from Crab Radio. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk. So smoke weed instead.
Toto? I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
They say Ken's happy here!
saw your face. By your side was the only place that I would wanna be. Sometimes, and I don't know why, love can come or it can pass you by. Now you took all the love you gave to me. San Antonio.
You are listening to Quack House Radio, the best sound in 64K stream on the planet. We're found at quackhouseradio.net. Just point your browser there where you can find all kinds of cool stuff like chat, as well as scheduling, etc., etc. We also have a Facebook presence. Point your browser to www.facebook.com/groups/quackhouse. See you there. Man, that was a killer concert. Yeah, in my opinion, man, Joe Lynn Turner doing vocals for Rainbow was probably the best incarnation they had. Even though it's not the lineup that rocketed into fame, but good nonetheless. Joe Lynn Turner didn't take over for Dio, but actually there was a vocalist in between there, Bonnet, lead vocalist of the Marbles, before Joe Lynn Turner. And the years that Joe Lynn Turner sang for Rainbow, undoubtedly some of the best music they've ever done. Next week, we got a great lineup. We got Bad Company, live in Albuquerque, 1976. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Detroit, 1969. And that Pat Travers that the Moonshiner played last week, this kind of wet my whistle for more Pat. I think I'm going to play Pat Travers, 1982, live at the Nassau County Coliseum.